minutes into the flight. Spacecraft's over the southern tip of Africa. We're about to acquire via Tananarive. Whether there'll be any conversation, we don't know. We have gotten some numbers on the first two burns using the service propulsion system, the big engine, and they go as follows. The first burn, formed earlier in the day, used 674 pounds of propellant. That's a combination of fuel and oxidizer. Again, 674 pounds in the first burn. In the second burn, there was 565 pounds of propellant used. And the combination leaves in the service propulsion system propellant tanks, 8,235 pounds remaining. Now, additional burns have been done throughout the night and throughout the day with the service module reaction control system thrusters. And up until this point, we have logged a total usage of 262 pounds of propellant in the RCS, and that leaves a remainder of 1,045 pounds. Tananarive should acquire momentarily. When it does, we'll come into that conversation. In about 5 minutes, or more precisely at 29 hours, 23 minutes into the mission, 4 minutes from now, the spacecraft should be trailing the S-4B by about 12 miles, and it should be running about 8 miles below the S-4B. And at that point, approximately 29 hours, 23 minutes, they will begin the terminal phase initiation. There's the first call going out to 7 via Tananarive. This is Apollo Control. I don't see any point in deafening everybody in the news center. We'll come back if we get a cleaner signal. Out at 29 hours, 20 minutes. This is Apollo Control, Houston. 29 hours, 22 minutes into the flight. We have a little tape via Tananarive. It is unreadable. But we'll let you hear it anyway, and if you can understand what you're saying, you're better than a lot of people have tried to hear it. We did pick out one or two words on it that the crew had gone ahead with the TPI, the terminal phase initiation of the rendezvous solution, and they're using a program which called for TPI at 29 hours, 17 minutes. Earlier I gave you 29 hours and 23 minutes. I want to correct that. They did begin the TPI burn at 29 hours, 17 minutes. And we'll know when we get to Carnarvon how everything came out. Here's that Tananarive tape.
Apollo 7, Houston through Tananarive, standing by. Walt, we got real bad comm here at Tananarive. We could just, we can read that you're saying something, but we can't make it out. We couldn't make it out, made out the word TPI, and that was all. Can you confirm that you've burned TPI? All right, we got it. Thank you. Minute LOS Tananarive. We pick you up for a short pass at Carnarvon in 9 minutes.
Nearly 3 years ago, lacking 3 years but 2 months, that the same spacecraft commander, Wally Schirab, then in command of Gemini 6, carried out the world's first rendezvous over perhaps very nearly exact same piece of real estate when Gemini 6 pulled up in front of Gemini 7. That rendezvous took place over the islands just north and northwest of Australia, and apparently if everything continues to go as well as it has in this maneuver, Apollo 7 will pull up in front of the S-4B in almost precisely the same location. It'll be another 11 minutes before we get any definitive information, probably, on just how the maneuver's gone, and that information should come to us through Guam. This is Apollo Control with Houston. He's in building one today, as opposed to building 30 yesterday. Everything is up now and operating again, I understand. Even the phones are working. They were out for about 5 minutes. We've got a little tape from Carnarvon, then we'll patch right into the Guam area, which is about to acquire. Here's the tape, and then we'll go into a live pass across Guam.
Apollo 7, Houston, through Carnarvon, standing by.
Roger.
7, 1 minute LOS. Guam in 7 minutes.
Roger, coming up the pike.
Roger.
Last minute course requires no correction.
Real fine news.
Apollo Control here. The program shows that they should be in their braking mode about 1 mile out at this point. We've not heard from them. We do have some data coming in from Guam that shows them approximately 1 mile from target. We just heard Gene Cernan comment. He's been plotting it here. That his statement was they're right on the pike. We'll monitor the open line. Understand they're inside of a mile and braking. Braking like hell, as one flight controller just put it. A lot of thruster activity showing up on our charts here as we look at the RCS quads. Using all four of them here now and again. Getting some educated guesses that they ought to be on the order of a half a mile from the S-4B. They have not said anything as we move through the Guam area. We've still got about half of it to go, another 2 or 3 minutes. Earlier we gave you, prior to this final maneuver, we showed 1,045 pounds of propellant remaining in the RCS quads. All four quads now are down in the range of about 180 to 190, all of them with the exception of one under 200 pounds, and all four quads very active. So we've got something, we've used about 250 pounds of RCS fuel, it would appear, on this maneuver to date, which is pretty conservative usage.
Apollo 7 Houston, 1 minute LOS Guam, Hawaii in 8 minutes.
Roger, we're closing about center of seat, it is just about locked up initially.
Real fine, Wally.
Check the use between 50 and 60 feet per second at this point. We're just essentially holding station.
Real fine.
This is Houston. You heard Shiraz say he was about 400 feet away from the target, braking at 50 to 60 feet per second. And it seemed to be going very nicely. At the time of that last transmission, the spacecraft was at a latitude of 20 degrees north, a longitude of 150 degrees east, 150 east, 20 north. Let's make that 155 east and 20 north. 155 east, 20 north. We have lost signal now via Guam. We don't know what the situation was with the S-4B, what its attitude was. We'll know more in about 8 minutes when we get to Hawaii. At 29 hours, 53 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control with Houston.
Roger, understand. We got some poor comm this time, Wall. We'll stand by a little bit till we get in a little closer. Roger, we copy station keeping.